Lord, help us to commence with hymn 232. Begone unbelief, my Saviour is near, and for my relief will surely appear. By prayer let me wrestle, and he will perform. With Christ in the vessel, I smile at the storm. 232.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the prophet Isaiah chapter 54. The prophet Isaiah chapter 54. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make thee desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. O thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colours, and lay thy foundations with sapphires, and I will make thy windows of agates, and thy gates of carbuncles, and all thy borders of pleasant stones, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. In righteousness shalt thou be established, thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy, No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, O Son of David, Son of God, our only hope in the day of evil, ever dwelling in the bosom of the Father, oh, we look to thee for thy mercy. How my soul has to come once again as a beggar, plead for mercy, Lord, mercy, help. We need the living waters. We need the precious blood of Jesus, oh, to atone for my sins, reconcile to God. And my soul pleads it, Lord. Be not far from us. Be an ever-present help in trouble. Send forth the Spirit of grace. We read this, she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Oh, we plead thy blessing on us, the blessing of the word this night, that thou wouldest be exalted in our lives and hearts, or that we might know the blood of sprinkling. Thou hast shed thy blood upon the cursed tree, and what a necessary curse for redemption. A curse, Lord, something we know a little of, we believe. Oh, the awfulness of a broken law, our soul would tremble. Oh, we plead for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be upon our spirits. Pray, Lord, that thou wilt send the Holy Spirit. Bless the word of the gospel. Let the living waters flow, bring forth honey from the rock. Grant, Lord, that thy name might be glorified in my life, my heart, and object of my first desire, Jesus crucified for me, or to happiness aspire, only to be found in thee. Oh, thou knowest any soul this night who has that desire or desires the desire. We come to thee as a poor, needy sinner, a wretch undone, and our undone condition is only too obvious. Oh, thou hast scattered us before the whirlwind. Yet, Lord, thou didst say to thy disciples, gather the fragments that remain after the feast on the mount. Help us to gather the fragments that we might discover some wonderful baskets full of purpose. Gather the fragments that remain. There are fragments of mercy, fragments of blessing, fragments of help, fragments of love, fragments of grace, or fragments of thy sufferings, thy broken body, made precious to our soul. Thus we come, great God of heaven, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Oh, we bow before thee and plead thy great name. Lord Jesus, our High Priest, oh, thou intercede for us, be Let it be known, Jesus, now in heaven, sending forth the Holy Ghost, bringing forth the heavenly manner, the Holy Ghost bringing forth the heavenly manner of himself unto our souls, according to the Father's good pleasure, the Father's great, exceeding, tremendous, electing, glorious love. Oh, we want to feel something. Oh Lord, it's not what we know in our noddle. It's the visit to the soul, the grace, the closing with Christ. Remember us in mercy, we are poor and needy. Oh, thou knowest. Oh, help us to confess our sins as we pray. Oh, what's prayer without confession? Oh Lord, we need thee. We have a need of thee. Help us to confess our sins. For no man can keep alive his own soul. Without me you can do nothing. These are hard lessons, but realities. So condescend. Let there be dew, let there be light. Let us taste living waters of love, forgiveness, reconciliation, righteousness, holiness, peace, joy. The fruit of the vine. Remember us then as we gather round thy word. We confess our sins. Thou knowest. Job said, behold, I am vile. It has at times felt to be an understatement concerning our own corruptions. So we bow in submission. Bow in submission, bow in submission. Pleading Jesus' name. We will have to bow where he has bowed. If we are to follow thee, we shall have to bow and taste the cup. But we do but taste it. Our Lord, what a death. The Father hid his face to the last breath. What a death, what a curse. We thank thee for that suffering. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. Remember us now as we gather round the word. Remember us and meet with us, we pray. Now, bless the gospel. Lord Jesus, thou knowest we have come. Awaken. Awaken the ignorant. Be merciful. Be merciful to the ignorant. Be merciful to the lost. For such were some of we. We know it. Lost, ignorant, blind, rebellious, murmuring, wandering, worldly, carnal. O Lord Jesus, have compassion. As thou didst visit the woman at the well, thou hadst a need to go through Samaria. Let us know the blessing of Sychar. Remember the poor, the needy also. Open the eyes of the blind. Be very, very merciful. Let the gospel come. Let that which is lost be found. And let the seeming, the feeling lost be found. Bless the seeker. Bless the sorrowing soul. Cover the weary soul. Sustain the unhappy soul. Give them thyself. Give them thyself. Give them thy blessing. Awaken the dead in trespasses and sins, but bless the seeking soul. Bless the thirsting soul. Come and bless us and those that long for a visit again. Do not tarry. Wash us and sanctify us. We have need of patience. We have need of everything we don't possess by nature. Every spiritual blessing in Jesus, patience. It's not our own patience. It's the patience of the Lamb of God who endured. The patience of Job, the patience of grace, the patience of the Lamb of God. It is Jesus' blessing we need and Jesus' life. So we pray for thy mercy to be upon us. Forgive us our iniquities, our abominations, our vileness. Oh, for washing. What a change. We want to change. We want to change from defilement. Oh, from the pit of corruption. From the stench of iniquity. Oh, to drink living pure water. Now are ye clean. Oh, we read it this morning. Now are ye clean through the words which I've spoken unto you. Oh, we know this is true. Oh, we pray the blessing. Lord Jesus, come. Remember this house of prayer. Bless the dear deacons, our friends. Be gracious to them. Help them. Strengthen one leading in the public worship. We thank thee for the hymns. And our dear friend also laid aside. We pray for those healing mercies. Oh, do visit his soul. Bless him indeed. And his loved one. Remember them each, their loved ones. Remember the church, the congregation. Thou knowest all that have come here, poor and needy, a longing for Christ. Oh, Lord, it's not blessings in the journey only we want. Want a preparation to die, for we know not when. Oh, we want a preparation to die. Oh, visit our soul, visit then this soul of mine. Pierce the sin of gloom and grief. Fill me radiancy divine. Scatter all my unbelief. More and more thyself display. Rising to the perfect day. Remember our aged friends. God, be merciful to them. Visit them, bless them, prepare them. Remember friends in affliction, one taken to hospital this morning. Grant those healing mercies and grant these things may be for his good, for the furtherance of the gospel. Sanctify our trials. Remember the Sunday school. Bless the instruction from week to week. And remember our young people going forth in life, the young men and women going forth in business and study. Oh, go before them. May thy tender fear be in their heart. And bless them with their sins put away. I can only ask. Bring them to knowledge. Bring them to knowledge of salvation. Open thy hand and provide for them in all those things those have failed to need. Godly partners, homes, finance, places of business, but above all, blessings in thy house. O Lord Jesus, thou hast a book. Oh, thou hast a book. Lord, we have a book, the book of our life, the book done. Ah, blot out our sins. But ah, thou hast a book. Ah, we cannot see that book. But may we see Jesus. Oh, may our name be there. Lord Jesus, do manifest. Oh, come and manifest thyself unto us. We pray. Humbly pray, with our mouth in the dust, Lord, I deserve to be cussed off, cussed away forever. Oh, it's true, it's true, it's true. We know it only too well. Oh, grace, compassion, Son of God, thou hast suffered. Oh, make thyself known again in the sweet visits of thy face. Remember all friends in affliction, pain, suffering. Remember the dear children, the sweet babes. We give thanks for the life given this week. Bless the lad and bless the dear children and one who has been unwell, as we understand recently, quite poorly, been in hospital. Pray for those healing mercies. Bless the families, bless the parents. Remember the lonely, the widows, the widowers, those in affliction. Those who plow lonely furrow, fear of the unknown way, the black outlook. Lord Jesus, do come, do come. Oh, remember the poor, the needy, the weak, the lonely, the troubled. Have mercy on us in the nation. Have mercy on England in these dark and solemn times. Have mercy on us in the churches. Remember the churches which we attach to and love. Remember thy servants, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies. Bless thy servants, this evening hour, preaching the gospel. Remember thy one church of the earth. Now we bless thee, thank thee, praise thee for all thy mercies, thy great goodness. Lord Jesus, those spiritual mercies, thou the glory of them, the throne of grace. The word of God, it is thy blood that was shed. It is thy blood that was shed. Come to thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, be manna, be dew. Bring the manna, be dew, bring the manna. Lord, what we have failed to ask, there are things we seem to have overlooked in prayer. But thou canst answer. Oh, do come, Lord. Come. Lord Jesus, I plead thy name before the throne for my life. For atonement, for reconciliation, for salvation, for righteousness, for thy appearing, for complete deliverance from the bottomless pit and from ourselves. Oh, save us from the rocks and shelves, but save us chiefly from ourselves. My own will, my own nature, my own corruption, my own disposition, my own determination, save me. Oh, direct me to follow. Oh, lead, let me know thee. Lead me in the paths of righteousness. Lead me. Oh, let thy word lead me. Come and appear for us. Make me a child. Let me lay passive. Oh, let me be nothing. Let me feel thee near. If thou art with me, let thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, amen.
Hymn 315. Righteous are the works of God, all his ways are holy, just his judgment, fit his rod to correct our folly. 315.
In complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 54 and verse 10. Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Isaiah 54, verse 10. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. This word appears in a prophecy that foretells the low state of the beginning of the church, the Christian church, and speaks of the mercy upon Zion. It is part of a prophecy, a continuing blessing upon Zion. Zion in the wilderness, Zion in tribulation, Zion in suffering. But as you know, the Word of God is a manner to individuals. Zion, yes, is a number that no man can number. God's own chosen, God's own people given to Christ. Redeemed by him, he's their shepherd, he's their captain, but it is individuals. The personal pathway you are in, a personal, you may be a member of Zion, you may be that number who make up the salt of the earth, but you are in a personal pathway. And the gospel is made a blessing in the personal path you're in. Now, we have here the language of mountains departing and hills being removed. We know that at the last time the earth shall cease, the mountains shall depart and so forth. It speaks of the last day, of course. But God's people, God's children, have personal experiences of pillars being removed, props removed, pillars for the mountains perhaps, and props, little supports, little hills, being removed. Measures of security being removed. This is a personal word to me, spoken, I believe, not one of the great blessings I've had, but when I was repairing one of the boys' bikes when they were young on the back lawn, I feel the Lord dropped these two words, verses 9 and 10, into my heart as I was doing something to one of their bikes, I can't remember, and I did see what those mountains and hills were, and I went through a painful period, or a painful period followed. Very sadly, one feels to have failed under that time. I've seen the Lord's goodness still to me, and one fell to fretfulness, but by and by we do prove the latter part. And it has so been to this day, and it will be. The mountains shall depart. Mountains are secure places, usually. And we think of, there are many mountains, there are spiritual mountains. The Lord speaks of mountains in his word, of mountains being removed, obstacles in the way. About there is the Mount Zion, and there are the mountains of blessing and the delectable mountains and so forth and so forth. But here this word seems to speak of some support, some blessing being removed. Some outward providential support and supply being removed. The first thing, dear friend, is why should this be? Why should this be? When Israel came out of Egypt, they hadn't long been on their journey, a matter of weeks, and they had the experience of Mara and then Elim, and they came to Mount Horeb, and the rock was struck, but Amalek came. Why should Amalek come? Why should God allow Amalek to come? The point is, he did let Amalek come. And you see, the grace was given to Moses to intercede. Why do the trials come? Why did these sorrows come? Why is there this loss? But the Lord has allowed this loss. I just want to say this. This word was given to me yesterday evening. And I have to say, I did not particularly want to venture with it. But I have nothing else, and I've had to venture with it. I hope there is a purpose. So we see the trial comes, the mountains shall be removed. You have your personal mountains, strengths, health, homes, riches. We hope, of course, none of these things may apply to you personally, but God only knows. God only knows. We have those righteous ones in Zion taken. In other words, my kingdom is not of this world. Friends, do not measure prosperity by outward things. That's a fatal mistake. We measure prosperity, personal prosperity, God's blessing, by outward things so often. Yes, he does supply, he does bless, he does prosper. But there will be trials, there will be afflictions. It is the soul prosperity, the soul prosperity. We think of the word in the psalm, well known to us, where Martin Luther used to sing this psalm so much. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, a very, very, come now, some of you know this, don't you? You must know this, some of you, and I believe some will. Oh, what a discovery. You see, the mountains will be removed, the hills shall depart, they'll be removed, God will cause it. He's a very present help. Why? That you should rely. Now, we know this, don't we? We all know, all of us here, we've got to rely on the Lord. But we rely on ourselves. We rely on our circumstances. We rely on our routine. We rely on earthly things. I don't want to bring this word particularly, but I have to come. But God is our a very present help in trouble. He goes on to say, oh, I wish I could dwell, friend, a very present help. Let the language, may the Spirit speak, a very present help, a felt help, a sense of his presence in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Yes, again, of course, this will speak of the last time. There's no question of that. But that is not my thought at this time. It is the scene you're in. Though the earth be removed, we will not fear. We will not fear. Why? There's a reason God's people will not fear. Yes, they will be brought to the test. They'll be brought to the push. though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We could bring in nations and so forth and awful solemn times we live in, but those things I wish to leave outside if I can. Oh, we want the Lord, friends. My kingdom is not of this world. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. The tribulation. You see, we have in this prophecy something similar to this. When thou passest through the waters, when thou passest through the waters and through the rivers, and when thou walkest through the fire, but the covenant promises that go with it, the trial of your faith, bitter made sweet, Christ put into the trouble, the waters became sweet, Jesus made a blessing. Friend, what would you rather have? The Lord or the present props? You know you're going to say the Lord, but he tries us, he tries us, he purifies us in his dealings with us. Oh, I know what I would, but you see, we rely on so much. I don't know what this word is for. I hope it's for no particular reason, just for some personal trial perhaps. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. The mountains shake. Those things that remain, and all will shake as we look into Hebrews and so forth. There are things that won't be shaken. They're not going to be shaken. The glorious blessing of the Lord, his blessing that maketh rich. You look at your leisure, I hope you will. In Hebrews, those things that remain, Christ remains. There is a river. This is where he says, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. They might flow fast. They shall not overflow thee. For I... when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, for I am the Lord thy God. When that prophet, that chapter opens, he says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Redeemed thee from death, I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thou art mine. He said to Moses, I will do this thing also thou hast spoken. I will do this thing also thou hast spoken. What Moses named before the Lord as a needed blessing. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Look what Moses went through. Look what he went through. Look at his path. The Lord made all his goodness pass before him. Beloved friends, I must emphasize this. Where are our affections and where are our thoughts? And I preach to myself. You can say they're Christ-centered. But oh, where is the Lord Jesus then? Heaven. Friend, is our eye on the end of the journey? Is my eye on my last day? Is it? The Lord knows. And you see, we'll see the necessity one day of this word. But there is a river. There is a river. There's a river. A gospel river. A river of love. A river of grace. A river of purification. Cleansing. A living river of to quench thy thirst. Of rivers to drink. Rivers to swim in and a river to drink. Living waters are amazing waters. Friend, we can eat Christ. Oh, be careful what I say. We don't want theory. Oh, you can feed on him. He is drinkable. Oh, may I be careful what I say. And we can wash in him. Friends, and we can lie down in him. And we can walk on the storm in him. there is a river. The streams, the little stream that comes, the little word to your little life, your little corner, your little life. I had a father-in-law that said all he dwelt with was his own little corner. I thought when he said that, that came to me, I dwell among my own people. And it's true. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Friend, a stream. Oh, we can speak and imagine rivers, but a stream shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. She shall not be moved. God is in the midst of Zion. Beloved friend, is God in the Lamb of God, in your affection and in your heart, as needed? And I've emphasized this morning and this afternoon. Do you need the Lord? Are you brought to need the Lord? We have that psalm, a beautiful psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shadow of death, though I walk through it. In one sense, we all are under that shadow, but of course this means a particular matter, a particular trial. I will feel no evil. Why? Why? Friends, what could we do were it not for the Lamb of God? What would you do without the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, how you are brought to prove his goodness. How you're brought to prove his love. How you're brought to prove the stability of the covenant, which is in our text. Oh, friend, the strength of his word. His word will stand. His blessing must stand. It will stand. Whatever may come, I know it's easy for me to stand up and say this. Well, it's not easy, actually, but it might sound easy. Right. Will he performeth the word unto his servant, he will perform. And if he has said he will never leave thee, he will never will leave thee nor forsake thee. And thou shalt see my glory soon when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne shalt be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me, but, oh, the mountains, the props that are in the way, the false refuges. But his word isn't, you know. You'll be brought to rely on what the Lord alone has done for your soul and what you plead in the gospel. There is a plead in the gospel. There is a pleading in his word in trouble. In times of trouble, you'll be brought to rely entirely upon his grace and upon his merit and upon his person. Well, Amalek does come. The spoiler does come. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and the staff, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. In the presence of mine enemies. Satan and personal enemies. God will prepare a table for you in the presence of them. He did with Israel coming out of Egypt through the Red Sea. The waters did not overflow, did they? Look at the trial of their faith. Oh, but the Lord, what simple words shall fight for you? And you shall hold your peace. In Psalm 65, we have a contrast. In verse 4, we have, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Doesn't that sound nice? It's very true, you know. Very blessed. That he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, in of thy holy temple. Friend, that's scripture, that's the blessing of God that all his children will know. You will know it. But it follows, by terrible things in righteousness will thou answer us. Do you know some of those? By terrible things in righteousness. Why? Because we're sinners, friends. You wouldn't know yourself. Friend, you would not know the glory or the love of God to the chief of sinners. The apostle knew it. Oh, look at the depths he was in. Look at the tribulation he was in. Oh, you would not know it. The love of God. Oh, but what a wretch you are. The terrible things in righteousness. I don't want to sound gloomy tonight. O God of our salvation, says the psalmist. Says David, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth. The confidence of the ends of the earth. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me. Oh, you'd be brought to that experience. Lead me. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. One day you'll bless him for those terrible things in righteousness. You can't now, and you won't in the trouble necessarily, but you will be brought through it, brought safely. Oh, not a hoof shall be left behind. You know, not a hair, there'll be no smell of fire. Think of the Hebrew children, no smell of fire upon thee. You won't go to heaven maimed, you know. You won't go to heaven maimed. You won't go disabled. The Lord our righteousness. The confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. You see, there's a contrast. You know, there are some mountains that can't be removed. And it's in the text, my kindness. What a mountain. They're the mountains of blessing. They're the mountains that God makes all his way. But these other mountains will have to be removed, these earthly mountains. And the covenant of my peace, which stilleth the noises of the sea, and the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid of thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice, and so forth, and so forth. Well, I'll perhaps move on. But the word says here, for the mountain shall depart. Shall depart. Those things that we've relied on, those things that remain. Friends, this is ever so solemn. Because I have to walk this out and I get to that place, I say, Lord, I can't take any more. The next step would be destruction. One more judgment and I'll be done for. And you really do feel it, you know. But they are removed. And Amalek did come. But the grace was given to Moses. Oh, he held up his hands. Yes, they got weary. But his Aaron and Hur supported him. But all the time they were held up, Joshua prevailed. Israel prevailed. You see, the fiery trial does come and will come. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Friends, what strange things you think the Lord is doing, don't you? But rejoice inasmuch you may partake of Christ's sufferings. You drink in his cup. You know, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him, Paul writes to Timothy. Just taking up our cross. Oh, I'm making it sound so gloomy, I don't intend to. Oh, well, my precious Lord Jesus, beloved friends, oh, you want to know he's with you, that's what you want. But he says this, in these trials, though the mouth of the mountain shall depart, the hills be removed. He says, so it will be. We see in the preceding verse about Noah. Friend, a covenant was made with Noah, typifying the covenant of grace. It was one of the blessings of the covenant of grace. Wasn't the essential blessing of the covenant of grace, but it glorified it, typified it, and in one sense was under it. But what a change she saw. Oh, the love of God. Poor old Noah was still a sinner, you know. Oh, you wouldn't think Noah could go to such depths, would you? After being delivered in the flood. But he certainly did. He got himself drunk and was naked. We won't go into the detail. Oh, poor Noah, poor Noah, poor Noah. But all his sins were forgiven. All his sins were blotted out. He now sings aloud around the throne. Oh, beloved friends, there's a reason for these texts in Scripture, that our affection should be on Christ above, above, above. The blessing you've had, the encouragement you've had, the word you've had has come from heaven. Has come from heaven, friends, and nowhere else. It's not come from the earth. It might have appeared, that word there. Oh, you might have been blessed to your soul. There's one here, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Thou shalt not be put to shame. Oh, you might drink it. It might speak to your soul. But it still come from heaven. It might appear to come through the air. I remember the Lord spoke to my heart in my bedroom, and it came through the window at me and into my spirit. But it came from heaven. And oh, how our responses are so slow to return, so slow to return. Oh, have you a little hope? Cast it not away. But, oh, our affections, set your affections on things above where Christ is. Oh, think, is he precious to you? Think of his advent. Oh, what precious transactions. What a precious blood. He's now ascended. Set your affections on him who shed the blood. And now risen. On things above where Christ is, where Christ is. For the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed. I cannot but feel for the moment some providential earthly things. That's where I've had to walk in this word. But now we come to the latter part. But my kindness. My kindness. The loving kindness of the Lord. What do you understand by the loving kindness of the Lord? The first thing I shall name is, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. I know we would like to start with the final blessing of victory. And overcoming a loss to be with him. Oh, what small beginnings. What small beginnings. You see, quickened, made alive, brought to need him. What loving kindness. Oh, you poured out your prayer, you poured out your soul. What loving kindness to awaken you. Oh, what was in the bosom of God, the Father, to bring your soul into concern. To make you pray. To make you pray. Oh, perhaps he was in terrible things in righteousness. Who knows? It might have been. Might have been. The point is, you're brought to pray for the first time. Brought to weep over your sins. Brought to begin to confess them. Begin to see them. Begin to see them. Friends, and once you begin to see your sins, you'll keep seeing them all the way through the journey. Because grace reigns to pardon them. But we see Jesus. You will see Jesus. You'll be brought to the Lamb of God. By and by. Apostle in Ephesians, does he not write there? But God, who is rich in mercy, rich in mercy, rich in mercy, rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together in Christ. So your awakening and your first time you were brought to repentance and godly sorrow, the first time you were brought to inquire, the first exercises, the first movements of the wind of grace upon your spirit, quickened in Christ Jesus. It came from him by the Holy Spirit, quickened in Christ Jesus. And that blessing and that work will never be removed. But my kindness shall not depart. My awakening, my quickening grace shall not depart. In other words, my grace, my Holy Spirit will not be taken from you. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Without repentance. So you may have the outward trials. You may have afflictions. You may have sorrows. We do but taste the cup. Or remember what the Lord Jesus said to his dear disciples. And he loved them, you know. He said, "Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations." Continued with me in my temptation, says the Lord Jesus. It's a very deep thought, isn't it? Oh, there's much there to ponder on, isn't there? But my kindness. Friends, the angel of his presence, what a kindness. What a kindness. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. But what did Moses have to go through? For the Lord was with him all the way through. All the way through. And he was visibly over the whole camp in the fiery cloudy pillar. But especially to Moses' heart. Especially to Moses' need. The rebels, they didn't understand. But dear Moses and Joshua and a few understood. And he was with them. The angel of his presence. The blessing of the atonement. The Holy Ghost. Oh, the forgiveness of your sin. The putting away of your sin. What a kindness. I know perhaps some are here in great exercise over that matter. And you say, well, it's all right for you to say that, but I long to know my sins forgiven. Who made you pray then? Who showed you were a sinner? You know, dear friends, we all have a natural conscience. And you fear that you're awakening or your natural conscience is working and it's only natural conviction. But natural conviction brings us to be wrong and we immediately try and be right. But spiritual conviction by the Spirit will lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's the difference. Oh, the sweet difference. A poor soul cries out for Jesus' blood and righteousness. Cries out for Jesus' mercy, Jesus' love, Jesus' grace, which is the Father's grace, the Father's love, the Father's blessing. My kindness. Many things we could name. The blessing, the surety of my blood, the knowledge of it, that probably to do with the latter part, the covenant of my peace. Really, the blood is the seal or the sealing of that covenant with his blood. But as I've named it, I will bring it in now. Oh, the covenant of my peace, saith the Lord. Neither shall the covenant of peace be removed. That blood as a token for you, Christ's blood, its blessing. It's blessing. A covenant of peace. I want to come back to that if I can in a moment. My promise, my word. You know, we read very solemnly in Amos, I think it is, concerning a famine of the word of God. That's an awful famine. Beloved friends, you know, I know we can analyze these things and you may say, well, you can go to God's house and still be starved, can't you? That's very true. Oh, but you know, a seeking soul, Under the covenant, the manna is supplied, was supplied daily. Let God be true. Supplied daily. And the manna is given to you in your home every day. How have we gathered, friends? How have we gathered? His word, the grace of his word, his promise will never be removed. His promise will be fulfilled. We have this. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. Speaking of the end of time, but my salvation shall be forever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. My righteousness. The Lord, our righteousness. You see, these things being shaken, being removed, but my salvation is forever. My righteousness shall not be abolished. The covenant of my peace shall not be removed. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. The righteousness of the Lord Jesus. God will not remove these things. The dear Lord Jesus was taken from the disciples, from the apostles, but he sent his Spirit, and under the blessing of flames as appearing as cloven tongues, anointing them to preach the gospel, the Lord was in the Spirit. The Lord Jesus was in them. Christ, we mentioned this morning, Christ in you, the hope of glory, my kindness, my watchfulness, my care. You're my sheep. I laid down my life for you. What more could he do? How can a poor soul who's pleading Calvary's death and the resurrection, the empty tomb, how can that poor soul be deserted? Oh, he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. My righteous servant shall justify many. Cannot be removed. This will not be removed. My love, my grace cannot be removed. We have that lovely hymn, 339. To Jesus, once upon me, O my distrustful heart, how small thy faith appears. But greater, Lord, thou art than all my doubts and fears. To Jesus, once upon me shine, then Jesus is forever mine. Thou, Lord, wilt carry on and perfectly perform the work thou hast begun. In me, a sinful worm, amidst all my fear and sin and woe, thy Spirit will not let me go. Friend, where do the promises stand? I was drawn this week, in a way through necessity, if you like, to that word in Corinthians. For the promises, well, he speaks that the gospel he preached was not yea and nay, but in him, in Christ, was yea. You see, the gospel in the Lord Jesus is yea. If no Christ in you, no hope, no looking out to him, no reaching up to Christ, the gospel's got nothing for you. But he goes on to say, but all the promises of God in him, in the Lord Jesus, are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. In him, yea, in him, amen. Oh, grace reigns, friends, the pardon crimson sins. The washing, the blessing will never be removed. The Lord's love will never be removed. His dying love, his redeeming love. Oh, the love that was in the bosom of God the Father is the same love except in different transactions. One was in choosing election, it's not a different love. It's the same love, we sung of it this morning. Christ's redeeming love. And the Holy Spirit's indwelling love, his sanctifying love. Friends, I sometimes think, well, how can the Holy Spirit be in my body, my life? By grace alone. My kindness, my care, my watchfulness, my promise, my supply shall not be removed. There is the river. The river always flows, shall not be removed. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Shall not depart from thee is the word actually, not depart from thee. In other words, his kindness will be felt. When something departs, you feel the loss. Such as we often experience the Lord hiding his face. But my kindness shall not depart. Pray in trouble. A throne of grace. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Pray on. The throne of grace is open still to the mourner or to the poor weeping saint. See, my kindness, it won't go. You will not be removed. It won't depart. When something departs, you know it's gone. And neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy upon thee. Regarding this covenant, my thoughts went immediately this afternoon when I began to consider this word before tea. He said to Abraham, God said, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. Christ promised. Oh, Abraham, Jesus said, Abraham saw my day, he saw it and was glad. He was glad. See, by covenant promise, did the Lord's kindness have removed from Abraham? Did the covenant have removed? Never. And one or two places we have in the Word of God concerning this covenant. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. The very blessing of Christ shall not depart. We have here a sight of, or a glimpse of the blessing of God upon Christ. See, the blessings come from the bosom of the Father, the will and purpose of the Father, given to us through Christ. Christ was the first anointed, the first fruits. He was the first fruits and he came forth and he had the first victory, the first overcoming. And his people will have the overcoming as they follow him and look to him, the covenant of my peace. My spirit is upon thee and my word which I put in my mouth shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now to the mouth of thy seed, now to the mouth of thy seed, saith the Lord, the generations to come. In Ezekiel we have similar words, if I can find where I want to go. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. See, a people in Babylon, a people under punishment, a people under correction, the glory of that peace. You see, the goodness of God, the grace of God. Why should he recover Israel? You and I know he recovered Judah out of Babylon. We know the end. But why should he recover you? Because of the covenant of peace. The covenant sealed when Christ died. When Christ died. You know, dear David, we don't know how many of us as parents shall have to come down to these things. Although my house be not so with God. Oh, friends, poor dear parents. Oh, though my house. Oh, I hope it's not so here. I tremble at my own house. I can tell you, not that I'm decrying my beloved family. I'm not, but I can't give them grace, you know. Can't give them grace. If I could, I would have done already. Although my house be not so with God. Oh, yet hath he made with me, an everlasting covenant. You say, but that was to David. That was an anointing. That was a specific blessing. Beloved friends, the seed. Look in Galatians, the seed. Not seeds as of many, but the seed of Christ. Oh, are you a follower? The disciples were the seed of Christ. Are you a follower of the Christ? Are you a seed, the promised seed of his blessing? Are you a trophy of his grace? Are you one of the jewels in his crown? Do your affairs lay on his... Beloved friend, your affairs, your pathway today, tonight, lays on his bosom. Lays on his bosom. What you're in lays on his bosom. Lays on his bosom. Lays on his bosom. You can't believe it, can you? But it's true, you know. It's true. You may not believe it. We may not believe it, friends, but he is faithful. Made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. For this is all my salvation, all my desire. Although he make it not to grow. Although it does not appear so yet. But poor dear David, he had the great blessing of Solomon. But look at the loss of Adonijah. And of Amnon. And of Absalom. Poor David. Poor David. Yet he had Nathan and Solomon. Dear Solomon. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Peace through his blood. Peace through the atonement. Never be peace. Now, I must, the time has run already. It's 5:02. I must close. I don't want to go over time. But just say this, dear friends. Peace of conscience. Peace of soul. He is covenanted. He is covenanted to be with you to the end and to bring you through to glory. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. At the river of death, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Friend, trust thou in him alone. Now this does point to singleness of iron heart. And I emphasize this morning, Jesus only, Christ must be first. And you will suffer. You will suffer if this exercise, and I will, not you, I will suffer if this exercise is not in my soul, that Jesus must be first and will be first. It's a great mercy when you get a heart for him. But through the blood of sprinkling, what Jesus has done, death, the blessing of his death, oh, the Lord our righteousness, sin put away forever, the covenant of my peace, oh, peace by his cross as Jesus made. The church's everlasting head by his cross. Beloved friends, plead. You may not feel these things much, but get on your knees and plead them. For the Lord won't begrudge you. Friend, it's our lack of asking's the problem, not the Lord withholding. We get these, well, it's true, he does withhold sometimes, he tries our faith. That is quite true. But, oh, that we might trust him and believe and plead his name. Jacob had to wrestle. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He had to wrestle. The covenant of his peace was never removed from Jacob. Look what he went through. Look at poor Joseph. The covenant of the peace was never removed from him. Oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colours and lay thy foundations with sapphires. And make thy windows of agates, the gates of carbuncles, all thy borders of pleasant stones. Of course, that speaks of Zion's and Zion's books, Zion's blessings, Zion's gospel, the windows of the temple, the spiritual building. But, ugh, in your own soul as well. His word of grace, his word of grace. Well, I will leave these things now, for the mountain shall depart. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I should go home. Ugh. Oh, Lord, bless this poor soul in great fear and trembling. Oh, the mountains, but we all know it. Every one of us that's a child of God in this chapel will know something of this experience at some time in our life. Maybe at the beginning of our days, our calling. Maybe we're called by that reason. Maybe in the middle of our days. Oh, who knows? Might be the end of our days. God is a sovereign. I bow before his majesty. Oh, for the promise, the gospel. Oh, these things. Amalek must come. Amalek did come. But oh, Moses prevailed. Moses, the Lord fought for him. The Lord prevailed. And he just reached up. He reached up for the Lord to fight. It wasn't Moses' grace. It was the grace of God that fought. He reached up for it. You on the stretch for it. For the mountains shall depart, the hills be removed, but my kindness, oh, the loving kindness, my kindness, oh, God's kindness. He's a kind God to me, you know. You proved him to be a kind God. If you're a child of God, if you follow him, a kind God, full of compassion. Oh, his mercies new every morning. They are. Great is thy faithfulness. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Won't depart. You'll never feel it go. You won't, you know. You might wake up. Sometimes I wake up. I did destitute. And I cry out and reach out. Where's the Lord? I need thee. I may get up a bit gloomy, but by and by, Jesus is faithful. Oh, you get a word drop in, or you're directed to something, or you remember, and maybe raises a little hope in your heart. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. I'll get thee to, thou shalt see my glory. Yes, you will. Neither shall the covenant of my peace, through my atoning blood, through my sacrifice, be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. It's just coming to 8:00. I do apologize. I do not like going over time. The Lord bless the word.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £650, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. James Gudgeon next Lord's Day, who also hopes to administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn 387. How sweet to wait upon the Lord while he fulfills his gracious word. To seek his face and not in vain, to be beloved and love again. 387.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.